You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got Gussie from Mermaidens on the line. Morena, Gussie, how are you?
Morena, I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Good, it's great to chat to you. You guys are playing up in Auckland this weekend on the back of a massive European tour from Look Me in the Eye, your brand new album. How was that?
It was amazing. Amazing and exhausting experience, as you can imagine.
Hey, where did you go?
So we started in Australia, actually. We went over for Big Sound, and we did a show in Melbourne as well. And then we started in Switzerland, and that was really beautiful. Then we did France, the Netherlands, a bit of Germany, Belgium, and the UK.
Phew, definitely going to need a break after all of that, I reckon. Huge congratulations, though, on an absolutely fantastic album. We've been totally loving it up at BFM. How's it been for you sort of getting this out in the world now?
It's been a relief, to be honest, and just really nice to hear feedback from my friends and totally random people sending us messages. And, yeah, it's just a really good feeling overall.
It must be quite cool, I guess, when you've been working on a project for so long to then get to bring it out to people and play tracks. Have you sort of had any revelations about songs? You know, when you play something to a live audience and suddenly people click with it in a different way. Has there been anything like that? You've been playing tracks and thought, oh, I've not really realised people are going to latch onto this one so much.
Yeah, I think we've realised with a few of the new songs that we've been playing live that there's heaps of really satisfying drops.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And I think you can only really tell that by the audience's reaction, you know, like lots of elbows going up in the air and just people kind of getting down in a way that I didn't expect. So that's been really cool. And I think the live show is pretty different to the recordings as well. Mm-hmm. And it's been a bit of a challenge to kind of figure out how to translate these really multi-layered mm-hmm. songs into just guitar, bass and drums live. So there's a few songs that we still haven't quite figured out. But the ones that we have, it's been really like refreshing for us. Yeah,
that's half the fun, though, I guess, of going to see a band live, is you get to hear the songs that you've enjoyed on a recording in a totally different way. The pedal that you guys, you've got a custom pedal that you used on this album. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how it came to be?
Yeah. So we didn't actually use this exact pedal on the album, but we used a lot of analog chorus and a lot of sort of modulating pedals, and it was in the studio while we were recording guitars that we were sort of throwing around ideas about how we could do something extra surprising to market the album. Mm-hmm. And Lily came up with, oh, we've got to do a pedal, and that's when she came up with the idea of it being called the Moon Cycle pedal.
Awesome.
We kind of knew the exact person that we would want to work with on this, who is our friend Emerald. She plays in the band Linen, who are incredible, and we've got them playing with us next weekend at our Wellington show, actually. We just worked with her on choosing the kind of effects that we wanted, and then I think in the sort of like DIY pedal community, mm-hmm. there's some really cool people and companies that just put out their designs, I guess. And you can just, it's open source, so you can just buy all the parts. And so we used someone's effect, and it's quite a complicated pedal. I still haven't quite got in my head around it, but it's awesome.
I think the moon cycle is such a perfect name for it. You totally get an idea of what it's going to sound like, and it's very, very Mermaidens as well. So that's awesome. Hey, there's a lot of world angst on this album. Lots of sort of big millennial bangers, a lot of relatable content going on here. How did the writing come together for this? Was it something that you've been burning on for a while, or did they sort of just all come flying out?
Well, we had a few different sessions in the studio, and I think we did about four songs, and then we knew that we had to write the other ones. So it was quite cool working that way, and it was a new way of working for us because we were able to listen to and reflect on the songs that we'd recorded and really think about, well, what's going to go well for the rest of the album. So, I mean, we had that reflection time, but also we really like putting deadlines on ourselves for creative work. I think that's kind of the only way for me to get stuff done, and that's how I've been able to put out quite a few recordings in a small amount of time. That was that.
Fantastic. Well, it's made a brilliant record, Look Me in the Eye. I'm excited to see it on Saturday at Whammy Bar in Auckland. If people want to grab tickets, it's only $20, which is an absolute bargain, and you can get them from Under the Radar. Thank you, Gussie, for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Rainbow Maidens with Crying in the Office.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.